In fact, Jesus made it clear that this being born of water and spirit was the singular way to be ready to enter the kingdom of God. And so I want to preach to you this morning using this subject. What must I do to be saved? Look at your neighbor and ask them. Do you know what you need to do to be saved? Jesus, would you help us right now? Let your anointing come upon me right now in Jesus' name. And let revelation come to the ears of these people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands and you may be seated. The question is at least 2,000 years old. What must I do? The rich young ruler asked it of Jesus in the book of Mark. The smirking lawyer asked it to tempt Jesus in the book of Luke. The day of Pentecost crowd asked it in our text this morning. The Philippian jailer asked the same question of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. And I would say that probably every person has asked this question at some time, if only in the silence of your nighttime thoughts. This is the question that really does make a difference. It's not a question you can take chances with whether you get it right or not. But it is the most important question of all time. If it didn't make a difference about the answer, then this whole thing of scriptural doctrine would not be important. If it didn't make a difference, then God would have just said, well, whatever you believe is all right with me. The 19th chapter of the book of Acts has a very interesting account. The Apostle Paul found some disciples at Ephesus. His introduction to them were these words. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been a believer? Let me pose the same question to you today. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed on Jesus Christ?
Yes.
They looked back at him with amazement. They said, "We have not heard about the Holy
Ghost."
And I'll tell you today, it doesn't make any difference if you've not heard of the Holy Ghost until now.
اگر تا به امروز نتونستید که در مورد روح القدس بدونید چیه اونو در اختیار تغییر از امروز تو
فرصت. If you've never heard about the Holy Ghost, let me tell you about the Holy Ghost.
اگر تا امروز در موردش نشید و نمیدونید چیه اونو زبان برای تو میگم.
The Holy Ghost is the most wonderful thing that has ever happened in the history of the human race.
Yes,
yes, yes.
The Holy Ghost is God's power living in you. But before Paul got into the Holy Ghost, he immediately questioned their baptism.
اپولوس رسول قبل از اینکه در مورد این روح القدس بخواد موضوعش صحبت کنه، در مورد تعمید تو صحبت می‌کنه.
Because perhaps if you've not heard of the Holy Ghost.
اگه در مورد روح القدس سوال نشدی،
maybe you're not aware that there is also a baptism in the name of Jesus Christ that will wash your sins all away.
زیرا مقدمه‌ای برای شرف روح القدس شسته شدن از گناهان در تعمید در نام عیسی مسیح.
If you go back to the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, you can read the story for yourself.
اگر به کتاب اعمال رسولان باب 19 برگردیم و این داستان رو کلی هم بخونیم.
The important thing is that Paul didn't look at them and say, "Well, it's all right." Whatever you believe is okay. However you've been baptized is okay. No, the Apostle Paul began to tell them about baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And he laid his hands on them and they were all filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke in other tongues. And so if you've never heard of the Holy Ghost, and if you've never heard of baptism in Jesus' name, you're at the right place at the right time for somebody to tell you about the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You're at the right place for somebody to tell you about being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, everyone here has made a mistake. Just so I'm assured the right, I'm in the right place. If you have never made a mistake in your life, just hold up your hand so we'll know. Nobody? Then every one of us have made a mistake. Every one of us have perhaps wished we could have a second chance.
Yeah.
Every one of us have wished that we could just do something over again.
این آرزوی بوده که تو ظرف چه زمانی بوده که دوباره به تو فرصت داده شد دوباره اون رو از
Just don't count that one against me.
ولی این رو علیه خودت استفاده نکن.
Let me assure you today that God made a way for you to get a second chance at every mistake you've ever made.
ای خداوند در درون امروز به تو این فرصت خارق العاده رو داده که یک راهی دیگه برای یه جبران کار وجود داره.
You can get a second chance for everything you've ever done that was wrong.
این شانس دوباره یه برای تو برای که برگردی از راه خطا.
You can get a second chance at life.
و این شانس دوباره در زندگی تو.
It's called being born again of water and of spirit. Maybe the first time you were born, you did some things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you said some things you shouldn't have said. Maybe you had things in your heart that you really shouldn't have had there. Through this wonderful thing called the born again experience. You can have your sins all forgiven. If you will repent of your sins, the Lord will forgive you of your sins. And then after you've repented of your sins, you need to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And all of those sins will be washed away, covered by the blood of
Calvary.
And the Bible says they will never be remembered against you again.
هرگز در کتاب مقدس گفته دیگه برای تو شرمی و خاطری از اون گناهایی که انجام دادی وجود نداره.
That's why the Bible calls it being born again.
و همین دلیل کتاب مقدس به اون تولد دوباره میگه.
Since Jesus said you must be born again to ever see the kingdom of heaven.
و همین گونه که عیسی مسیح گفت تولد دوباره پیدا کردن لازمه ورود به ملکوت خداوند.
And he said you must be born again or you can't enter the kingdom of God.
ورود به ملکوت خداوند تنها از این تولد دوباره شکل.
Then the answer to your question.
و این در حقیقت جواب برای سوال تو.
What must I do to be saved?
سوالی که می‌پرسی چه باید بکنم که نجات یابم؟
Would obviously be to obey what Jesus said.
و بدون شک به دنبال کردن عیسی مسیح است.
Be born again of water and of spirit.
وقتی گفته عیسی مسیح که میگه تولد دوباره پیدا کردن از طریق آب و روح.
Obey the message the apostle Peter preached on the day of Pentecost.
وقتی میگه عیسی مسیح که میگه تولد دوباره پیدا کردن از طریق آب و روح.
When the crowd said, "When the crowd said, 'What must we do?'"
وقتی که جمعیت از پتروس پرسید که چه باید کرد.
Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
حقیقت پتروس رسول که با آنها گفت توبه کنید از گناهانتان و در نام عیسی مسیح تعمید یابید که قدرت روح القدس بر شما نازل شود.
And so when Paul laid his hands on those 12 disciples in Ephesus back in Acts 19.
Als Paulus die Hand auf alle gelegt hat. Als Paulus die Hand auf alle gelegt hat.
The Holy Ghost came into their lives.
Der Heilige Geist in ihr Leben eingetreten. Warum Paulus besendigen
Not only did they speak with other tongues. But holy God took up residence in their lives. No longer would they ever be alone. No longer would their weakness ever keep them from succeeding in every battle they had with the enemy. When the Holy Ghost comes in, God becomes your helper in every situation in your life. You can call on him when you're in trouble. You can call on him when you don't know what to do. He will be an internal guidance system in your life. Just like the GPS on your phone. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can call on the Lord and he'll tell you which way to turn. He'll tell you when to stop. He'll tell you when to go forward. The Holy Ghost is exactly what you've been looking for. The Holy Ghost is that friend who is closer than a brother. The Holy Ghost is that strength that makes you strong enough for every obstacle and every trial. The Holy Ghost is that joy that lifts you from the sorrow and the cares of life. And the Holy Ghost gives you power over sin. The reason most of us need a second chance is because we've made some pretty bad mistakes and some bad choices in our past. And the world looks at us and says, oh, you poor thing, you're just a victim. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, I'm no longer a victim. When the Holy Ghost comes in, I become victorious in Jesus Christ. When the Holy Ghost comes in, the enemy may come against me. But Jesus inside me lifts up a standard against the enemy. I am no longer defeated. I am no longer a victim. But I am now triumphant in Jesus Christ. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you've been baptized in Jesus' name. You no longer recognize what you used to be. Maybe now when you look in the mirror, you're embarrassed at what looks back at you. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, you are a new creature in Christ
Jesus.
In fact, the apostle wrote to the church in Rome and he said that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ
Jesus.
You know what it's like to have to feel condemnation over what you've done in your past. Maybe some of you are feeling condemnation about something that happened in your life yesterday or last week. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, there's no more condemnation. That finger that keeps pointing itself at you and saying, you're a loser, you made mistakes, you can't do it right. What are you talking about now that I have the Holy
Ghost?
All the records that you're bringing against me have been wiped clean. There is no more evidence of what was brought against you in condemnation. I'm not talking about a temporary reprieve. I'm talking about being permanently and forever set free from sin and all of the shackles that bind you. The Holy Ghost is that missing part that you've been looking for in your life. For the Bible says you are complete in Jesus
Christ.
So how do you get that second chance you that I've been preaching about? How do you answer the question, what must I do to be saved? Don't take my word for it. Look in the Word of God. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And the Bible says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now this is the word of God. Everything that's written in this book is true. Every promise that's made in this book will come to pass. And so when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you go down in the water with a promise. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so that's why every time we baptize someone, I believe they're going to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Word of God says it will happen. Whatever this word says will come to pass. Jesus said it would be like a river of living water springing up into everlasting life. He stood up at the Jewish feast. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If you want your life to be changed, if you want a second chance, if you want to obey the word of God, if you want to be set free, if you want to be saved, it's very, very
simple.
Repent.
Listen.
Be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Mission of sins.
Be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm finished preaching. But I'm full of faith that God is not finished in this house today. There is great faith here this morning. We have worshipped the Lord. His presence has come in among us. And you have brought your hunger and your thirst for more of Him in your life. Let's all stand together right now. If you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this is your opportunity. If you've never repented of your sin, this is your opportunity. And if you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in water for the remission of your sins, this is your opportunity. Now the first thing we're going to do it all together. Everyone in this house is going to repent of your sin. Everyone is going to tell the Lord they're sorry for every sin they've ever
committed.
We're all going to pray out loud. No one's going to listen to what you're saying because every one of us are going to be repenting for ourselves. We did this last night. We're going to do it again this morning. All the preachers are going to repent. All the musicians are going to repent.
Everybody is going to repent of their sins.
Amen. Pastor Robinette, would you come and lead us in a prayer of repentance?
I want everybody to lift up your hands. All over this place, lift up your voice right now. God, forgive me of my sins.